stop what you're doing. Here is another world-famous prank call from Darren Wackhead Simpson.
Nice.
Exclusive to KFM Mornings.
All right, Throwback Thursday it is. Listen, you know, with prize that we just gave away in small business break, Eskis Custom Cleaning, privately owned, husband and wife setup, professional handyman. And, you know, and you think, a guy like myself, I look and I go, okay, like people that are married and then they still need a handyman. How big or small is your market? Apparently very big. Because my wife's friend had to call a handyman. She's happily married.
Mm-hmm.
Had to call a handyman to come and change a bathroom light bulb.
Whoa. And did you judge said husband, Darren Simpson?
I phoned him up. I was like, dude, what the hell's wrong with you? And he laughed. He thought it was hilarious that he couldn't change a light bulb.
And it's also not just a handyman. It's also pest control. Are husbands also running away from the rats and the cockroaches?
Yeah.
You didn't hesitate there, Darren.
Yeah.
Someone else must sort it out. The professionals must come in because the husbands are useless.
They're not useless. They are just supporting small businesses. They are creating jobs. Why are you so hard on the men this morning?
They're useless. Rams, can you change a light bulb?
Of course I can. I'm not good at DIY, but I can change a light bulb.
What about pest control, Ramiz? Are you good at pest control?
No, I'm just, like a plucky or something.
Is that your ammunition?
The slipper.
Here's a message in Darren talking about his wife's friend in inverted commas. I think he's talking about himself. Get out of here. I built my wife a whole walk-in closet, for goodness sake. I installed 8 downlighters there as well.
You're an electrician now as well.
Yes.
Oh, man.
It's compliant.
We are going to be hearing about this walk-in closet for years, I tell you.
It's my greatest achievement.
And if you missed it, of course, Darren Simpson posted it on his Instagram over a series of 3 weeks.
DIY met Darren.
Producer Brad, what do you want to say?
Guys, I brought Darren my drill to fix and he couldn't fix it. I had to ask my mom to fix it.
Yeah, because no. Let me tell you, he brought me this drill. That he jammed up somehow, I don't know. And I'm like, I'm not wasting my time on you wrecking power, you waste of space.
Excuses.
My mom fixed it.
Yeah,
you don't see that on the ground.
Yeah.
But why? What's his mom doing? Why wasn't he doing anything? Who was using said drill? Was it you or your mom, Brad?
No, I broke the drill, but my mom fixed it.
Yeah.
Queen. I'm useless like that.
Shout out to the queens, moms. Yeah.
Mommy, help me.
His mommy did something you couldn't, Simpson.
Did your mom bring your lunch to work today as well?
No, but she did teach me how to change a tire, though.
Oh, love it.
Brad's mom's exceptional. She's incredible like that. Now listen, there's a big market. There's a guy that I found online. He advertises himself as a handyman, but he's come up with such a clever name called Hire a Hubby. Pretty much when your husband is useless, when your husband is useless, hire me. All right. And I'm an old girl.
What do you want, old girl?
Hire a hubby. Here we go.
Hello.
Is this Hire a Hubby?
Yeah, Rent a Hubby.
What's your name?
Wayne.
Hi, Wayne. Are you the hubby for rent?
Yes.
My name's Beryl. How are you?
How's it, Beryl? Good, and you?
I'm fine, thank you. Tell me, Wayne, what is it exactly that you do?
Everything.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. How busy are you?
I can see you tomorrow.
Do you do geezers?
I do everything.
You do geezers?
A lot.
72-year-old geezers?
I do everything.
Wow. Do you like, because it's been a while for me, do you like service geezers?
You can't service a geezer.
Well, this geezer needs a bit of oiling.
No. It's either hot or it's not hot.
Oh, I'm very hot, yes.
I'm Rent-A-Hubby handyman services.
You can use your hands, yes.
I can't hear you.
I said you can use your hands, yes.
No, it's a handyman business, sir.
How much do you charge per hour?
I charge for the job. I don't charge per hour.
For the job?
Yeah.
So, like, jobs and jobs.
No, handyman services jobs.
Oh, but you sound like a strapping young man.
I am a strapping young man, but I'm very happily married.
Because you know when you watch those German movies, and there's always the guy that comes on and he says, "I've come to fix your pipes."
Yes, correct.
Yes, and I like that. So you don't offer the full services of a husband?
No. A friend of mine does, if you're interested.
Really? What's his name? And his number?
07.
Yes.
0.
Yes.
9. Sorry. Phone my mate, he'll gladly sort you out. Just tell him you got the number from me, and that's it.
Okay, sorry, because it's been a while, you know.
No, phone him, he'll gladly look after you, I promise you that.
Really? How can you be so sure?
Because I've sent him a couple of other clients of mine have asked for it, and I've sent it to him, and they've highly recommended him.
Have you might know my grandson.
Who?
A Wackhead Simpson.
Yes.
Yes, he's my grandson.
You Wackhead, you caught me last year. Come on, now. Wackhead.
Yeah.
I love you, eh? Wackhead, I love you.
You know what? Beryl loves you too.
Wackhead, I love you, boy.
Thanks, Wayne. Tell me, does really offer these services?
Yeah, he does.
Love it.
I love it. Old his buddy is getting all these referrals with jobs that are a little bit too much for him.
Beryl is so naughty as well. Missed her.
I'm just happy she got sorted out, you know?
You know, at 72, you still have needs, eh?
Of course you do, Beryl.
That's right.